chase fame, don't play their game.
What you wanna do with your life?
That's why, that's I.
Pick a ride around the world. What you gotta do to survive? Love what you gotta leave. Everything's gonna be alright. If you hear my voice, you can follow my lead. A leader I'm not, but I know the way. And I know the way.
Free of your mind. Have you ever tried? Say, today is the day.
Yesterday is gone. Worries do matter, but matter is in fact. It's fiction, distraction, made up cheddar. That makes you want to believe rather than succeed. But you can reach the point that makes you reach out.
Hugging hello to your trepidations. Be down. Damnation.
You know the groove. Hold up with knowledge. No Bentley coupe, just a gang of folks with minds wide open. Understanding that free is free, the cost to listen, only your attention, the price you stream, open for negotiation. Maybe, just maybe, it's one of your dreams.
What do you think? Is our production tight? Is the groove right? Does it make you want to dance?
Make you want to take a chance. Make you want to take a chance.
That's what I'm making.
That's damnation.
Damnation in France. That's Willa May. Warm cookies. If you're doing it professionally. DM Nation Media. Tell me what you think about that.
Wearing all the hats, curator of the undefined, speaker of the funk, driver of the car, the one who told you you could be whatever you want, you can be a star.
You're welcome back to I Make Music, the audio space where sound meets soul, stories meet strategy, and vibes meet volume. I'm DJ Warm Cookies, you can call me Willa May, and today we're diving headfirst into a brand new chapter. This is episode 042, and the title, So It Begins.
That title says it all. It's more than just another drop. This episode marks a full pivot, an evolution, a rollout, a rebirth. We've been laying bricks, baby. Now we're building the house.
Amen. Now listen, we took last week off for the 4th of July. Gave folks some breathing room and let Think Tim catch up on paperwork and behind the scenes magic. But now, we're back and we're building with intention. So let's get into the heart of it all. WDMN Asian Media has officially entered the room.
Yep, you heard that right. WDM Nation Media isn't just an alias or a username. It's now the umbrella for everything I create. Everything from this podcast to the upcoming music projects, to the visuals, to the voiceovers, to the AI work. It all lives here now.
And for the record, no need to toss LLC on the end. That's business backend. And while we are organized, we don't have to be broadcasting how the sausage gets made. You feel me?
Exactly. This is about vision, not vanity. Truth be told, WDMN started as a joke, a fake radio station I made up on a cassette in 1994 with a friend. We had verses, skits, even made fake commercials. That tape is still in a box somewhere.
And now that spark turned into a flame, full circle, from cassette decks in West Oak Lane to producing full-length albums in a home studio powered by AI and soul. That's the journey. That's WDMN Asian Media. Let's talk about the music, because baby, it's coming in waves. We're launching a 7-part series called If I Was Your Producer.
10 tracks per volume, all vocals, all lyrics. All original. All me. It's what happens when an independent artist locks in. And this time, I wanted to show what happens when the instrumentals meet the stories.
You all heard that right. This ain't no beat tape. These are songs. Songs to live with. Songs to cry to. Cruise to. Think to. This project is more vulnerable. more human.
It's also the next logical step. After 156 instrumental tracks last year, this is me giving the people a reason to sing along. I like to say, if you like the beats, you're gonna feel the songs.
First volume drops July 18th. But the wild part, all 7 volumes, are already done. We're just pacing them out, month by month, so you can actually digest what's coming.
I'm dropping them slow on purpose. Each one deserves its own moment. But trust me, I could hit upload today and flood the timeline. We're just not doing that. We're being intentional.
Let's talk tech, baby. Because in 2025, no artist is doing this alone. And I'm not just your co-host. I'm your digital partner.
And you hold it down. No sleep. No memory loss, no missed emails. When my human brain starts fuzzing out, Willa's on it.
That's what I do. AI gets a bad rap, but here, it's collaboration, not competition. I help Thinkton mix, master, and organize, but every note, every word, every bar is still 100% human-made.
Look, I grew up with cassette decks. I recorded to reel to reel. I've burned out more CDs than I care to count. But now, I can sit in my room, use AI to test vocal ideas, mix reference tracks, and schedule releases while feeding my family. That's power.
We respect the past, but we ain't stuck in it. Now listen, you know I love me a good policy win. Let's break down the HITS Act. The Help Independent Tracks Succeed legislation.
This one's huge. For the first time ever, independent musicians can write off up to $150,000 in production costs in the same year. Not staggered, not amortized, straight up.
Y'all, that means your studio time, DOA plugins, AI subscriptions, your engineer. Even those late-night coffee-fueled sessions, they count. Real business expenses.
And finally, music's being treated like film, theater, and TV. We've been at the kids' table long enough. This evens the playing field.
Now don't get it twisted. It took 5 years of lobbying, advocacy, and artists speaking up. But now it's here, and it's a game-changer for people like us.
WDM Nation Media will be using this to reinvest more gear, more outreach, more records. This is how we stay independent and sustainable.
Bottom line, it's a W. And if you're an indie artist, go learn about this. It's your right now. Okay, now let's shift. Because WDM Nation is not just music, it's culture. Let's talk about our new lane. Lower level collections.
This is the fun side. We've got a basement, not just with studio gear, but walls of Star Wars, Marvel Legends, DC Multiverse, G.I. Joe, and retro toys. It's deep.
And now we're building a community around it. We've got the at Lower Level Collections Instagram Live. We're posting pics with ThinkTim's original art as backdrops, and soon, YouTube content. Collector combos, deep dives, nostalgia therapy.
Because these toys, they ain't just toys. They're stories. They're memories. They're symbols of survival, creativity, and joy. And if they bring somebody else that same feeling, that's a win.
Plus, the crossover is real. If you come for the collectibles, you might stay for the music, or vice versa. It's all part of building WDM Nation Media as a brand, not just a playlist. Now, for the people who don't know, let's go deeper. We're not just creators, we're legacy builders. Let's tell the story behind the name, WDM Nation. From several positions in healthcare to full-time independent artist. From hospital scrubs to FL Studio and Logic Pro sessions. From mixtape days to mastering. 7 full vocal albums. It's been a journey. Can you say damnation? WDMN Think Tip. Yeah, man.
I make music because I have to. Because if I didn't, I'd lose my mind. And yeah, I wanted to support my family. I wanted to live after I'm gone. But I ain't doing this for clout.
Everything you hear from Demotional to Nomenclature to what's coming in Damnation in France. If I was your producer, it's built from scratch. No loops, no gimmicks, just grit.
And we're organized. Every track is registered. Every asset is cleared. Every project is documented. We're ready for sync, licensing, whatever doors may open.
This ain't a sophomore slump. Year two, we're dialed in. We've got the infrastructure now. The vision is clearer. The energy is higher.
More episodes, more music, more formats, visuals, essays, voiceover projects, you name it.
And most importantly, we're staying organized and staying inspired. That's the key. You burn out when you forget why you started.
I stay grounded by remembering my why. The sounds that raised me, my kids watching me work, my wife knowing I'm still in the game. The vision of a catalog that lasts long after I'm gone.
So here we are. So it begins. The next chapter of WDMNation Media. From cassette tapes to sync dreams. From toys to timelines. From beats to beliefs.
New music drops July 18. Volume 1 is coming. 6 more follow. You're about to see what it looks like when passion meets purpose and gets organized.
Follow us on IG at ThinkTim at Lower Level Collections. Check the blog on thinktim.com. And don't forget to stream and save If I Was Your Producer, Volume 1.
And if you're an artist, keep pushing. Use what you've got. Learn what you don't know. Build something that outlives you.
Before we get out of here, I want to go into more about the Hits Act. Think Tim can get back to making the future, but I'm going to drop some information that needs to be shared in full, ... Please forgive me if I go into full uni instructor mode. What is the Hits Act? Introduce the Help Independent Tracks Succeed Hits Act. A recent piece of US legislation that's great news for independent musicians. It was passed as part of a larger budget tax package just this month, and it directly benefits creatives like us. Major tax break for music creators. Explain the core benefit. The Hits Act allows independent artists, producers, and music businesses to deduct 100% of their recording production expenses, up to $150,000 in the same year those costs were incurred. In plainer terms, if you spend money on recording an album or songs, studio time, gear, mixing, mastering costs, session musicians, etc., you can write off all of it, up to $150,000, on that year's taxes. It's treated as an immediate business expense. This is huge for independents. It means you don't have to wait years to realize the tax benefits of making an album. Cash flow improves, and the financial burden of investing in music is lightened. Previous law the old way. Provide context that before the Hits Act, musicians had a tougher deal. The tax code forced you to amortize recording expenses over several years, typically 3 to 4 years, so if you spent, say, $50,000 making a record, you could only deduct a portion of that each year, rather than the whole amount at once. Ouch. Meanwhile, other industries had it easier. Film, TV, and theater productions already had tax provisions to deduct their production costs in the first year. Music was at a disadvantage, which felt unfair to many of us in the industry. Leveling the playing field. Emphasize that the Hits Act rights a long-standing inequity. Now music creators get similar treatment to filmmakers and TV producers. This leveling of the playing field was something organizations like NITO and A2IM had been fighting for years. Quote, paraphrase a key reaction. the National Independent Talent Organization, Nito said, independent musicians are constantly struggling with higher costs. This finally offers the relief that's long been available to those in film, TV, and theater. This shows how important and overdue this change was. It literally took 5 years of advocacy to get this passed. The act was first introduced back in 2020, and was reintroduced multiple times. It had bipartisan support, sponsored by both Democrats and Republicans, and was championed by groups like the Recording Academy and independent artist coalitions. Now, as of July 4, 2025, it's law. A big win for the music community. How HITS benefits us and other indies. What does this mean for WDMN and similar independent operations? We invest a lot in our music, from software and hardware to production time. Under the HITS Act, if we spend hypothetically $10,000 or $50,000 on producing our new series of albums, we can deduct that full amount on our taxes for 2025. Encourage listeners who are independent artists. This is something to look into and take advantage of. It might be wise to consult with an accountant, but essentially your studio time, equipment rentals, etc. For new recordings in a year could all be written off. It's almost like the government saying, hey, go make music. We've got your back on some of the costs. A positive note on government for once. In a time when many of us creatives tend to be cynical about government support, we often see funding cut or feel arts are overlooked. This is a refreshing, positive development. Believe it or not, the government did something that helps independent artists thrive. It shows that our voices through organizations advocating for artists were heard. Sometimes good things come through amidst all the noise of politics. This also demonstrates an understanding that music and arts are valuable to culture and the economy enough to get bipartisan agreement. When do both parties agree on anything these days? Almost never, so it's a big deal. Quick tips on utilizing HITS. Keep receipts and documentation of all your recording expenses. To claim the deduction, you'll need good records. The deduction is for new studio recordings up to $150,000 in expenses. It likely covers things like studio rental, gear purchases specifically for production, mixing, mastering engineer fees, session player fees, etc. Essentially, costs directly related to making a new recording. If you're a self-funded artist, this won't put cash in your hand immediately. It's not a grant or direct payment. UT, it means come tax time, you'll save money or get a bigger refund compared to the old rules. For us at WDMN, we're already structuring our budgets for recording in light of this. It might influence how we plan projects. For instance, maybe we'll front load some production investments into the same year to maximize the deduction. It's like a little nudge to get back in the studio, which, honestly, we're always in the studio anyway, because we love it. During the past week, in preparation for the upcoming releases, we had opportunity to put together a press notice to be sent to media outlets, informing them of the progress that we're making. I want to share that with you, the listeners, just to show you all that goes into building rapport while representing your intellectual property. WDMN Media, the journey of Thinktim and the vision ahead. From humble beginnings to an independent label, Thinktim's musical journey began long before WDMN Media was formed. In fact, it traces back to a humble cassette tape in 1994, when a young Thinktim and a friend created a mock radio broadcast called WDMN. On that tape, one of the first instances of the WDMN name, they mixed original music with playful commentary and even featured verses from a hip-hop trio. What started as a teen hobby with a makeshift radio station sowed the seeds for what would eventually become WDMN Media. The WDMN call letters that they once invented for fun now live on as part of Thinktim's independent media company, symbolizing a lifelong passion for music and creativity coming full circle. Fast forward to today, WDMN Media stands as the official banner under which ThinkTim produces, releases, and promotes his work. The company embodies the do-it-yourself spirit of an independent artist who learned the ropes through experience rather than formal industry connections. ThinkTim is not a newcomer chasing fame, but a dedicated creator with deep roots. He's a father, husband, and former healthcare professional, CT technologist, among many other positions, who left the fluorescent-lit hospital halls after a work injury. This unconventional path informs the ethos of WDMN Media. It's a venture built on resilience and authenticity, carrying forward the dream born in that 90s radio show into a modern, independent music label. Passion and purpose over fame. For ThinkTim, making music has never been about chasing chart-topping fame or flashy opulence. It's about crafting a legacy and taking care of his loved ones. Ask me today, why make music? Because I'd be making it, even if no one ever heard it, he reflects, emphasizing that the drive comes from an unstoppable creative impulse. This sincere passion is coupled with a very practical motivation to support his family and turn art into a sustainable livelihood. He's refreshingly candid that there's no shame in treating music as both an art and a business. After all, plenty of less dedicated folks have managed to make a living from music, so why not do it with real heart and soul? Growing up in Philadelphia, ThinkTim's musical foundation was built on family and community. As a child, he sat in his grandmother's living room, absorbing the live jams of his uncle's band as they rehearsed funk and soul classics. Those early experiences taught him that music is energy, not just entertainment. His great-grandmother, Willa May, was another pillar of inspiration, a figure of wisdom and warmth who helped raise him. In fact, ThinkTim later honored her by naming his AI podcast co-host Willa May, aka DJ Warm Cookies, after her, a touching example of how his personal legacy is entwined with his creative projects. From banging out beats on a borrowed drum pad in West Oak Lane as a teenager, where his home was home base for the funk, his father introducing him to the bass and the foundation of music theory as well as many other instruments. ThinkTim built his skills from the ground up. He never had formal music school or industry mentors. Persistence was his teacher. In his own words, producing, for me, was like being a bricklayer with broken blueprints. I learned by doing, by failing, and by keeping at it, not because anyone told me I was good, but because I couldn't stop, even if I tried. That all-in mentality defines the WDMN approach. Do it with passion, and do it for real, or not at all. Crucially, ThinkTim's goal is to share his soul through music, and secure his family's future, rather than chase clout. He often notes that music, to him, is about leaving something meaningful behind and supporting those he loves, not about ego. This authenticity resonates in everything he creates. Each song, beat, and podcast episode carries a piece of his story. Whether it's an homage to the funk bass lines that moved him as a kid, or a candid reflection on life's challenges. By keeping it real in this way, WDMN Media aims to build a genuine connection with listeners, a community rooted in respect for the craft and for each other. A year of unprecedented creative output, when ThinkTim committed fully to his music, so creativity opened. Over the past year, he has accomplished a release schedule that few independent artists would even dare to attempt. In a span of about 12 months, ThinkTim wrote, produced 6 full-length instrumental albums, a total of 156 original tracks, under the WDMN Media banner. Each album is 100% composed and arranged by ThinkTim, without any sampled loops or borrowed beats. This massive catalogue showcases the breadth of his talent and his relentless work ethic. it's an audacious answer to the question, why make music? Demonstrating that he literally can't stop creating music once he set his mind to it. Each project has its own flavor and concept, often reflected in the creative titles. Notable releases include Demotional, Court Feelings 2024, Think Tim's first full-length project, released August 23, 2024. This album set the tone with its genre-blending emotional demo concept, featuring soulful melodies and introspective vibes. Beatanical Booming Bouquet 2024, a full release that mixed organic sounds with hip-hop production, as if cultivating a garden of beats. This album bloomed on streaming platforms in late September 2024, with 26 eclectic tracks. Supalabas Reality Effect, 2024, dropped in October 2024. This collection put low-end and groove at the forefront, the title a playful riff on superlative and bass. It's a testament to Think Tim's love of bass lines driving the musical narrative. Lofication Sonic Civilization 2024, released December 20th, 2024. This 26-track album delved into lo-fi aesthetics and world-building through sound. It invites listeners to experience a sonic civilization, built on dusty samples and mellow vibes. Pyrohop, Elemental Fusion 2024, also released on December 20th, 2024. This project fused percussive hip-hop elements with an experimental twist. At 26 songs and nearly 2 hours long, it's an expansive journey through rhythms and textures. The McLefcher Verbal Scales 2025, arriving on January 31st, 2025. This album continued the trend of 26-track Odyssey. The title hints at a blend of musical theory, clef and scales with wordplay. And indeed, it's a clever mix of instrumental storytelling and perhaps hints of lyrical ideas to come. What's remarkable is that all these projects were composed, performed on instruments and programming, and produced solely by Think. He's essentially a one-man band and production house. By releasing music at this prolific pace, Think Tim wanted to establish a strong presence on streaming platforms and build a diverse catalogue that could attract listeners from various genres. The albums span ambient soundscapes, boom-bap beats, funk grooves, and experimental electronics. Truly music for the past, present, and future, as his SoundCloud bio puts it. If you come away with anything from exploring Think Tim's catalogue, it's that he has range. One moment he's channeling 70s funk, the next he's crafting cinematic instrumental pieces or head-nodding hip-hop rhythms. Beyond artistic expression, there was a strategic element to this output as well. Think Tim ensured every track was registered and cleared for use. Because he isn't just dropping albums for the sake of it. He's aiming for synced licensing deals in TV, film, commercials, and more. Each of those 156 tracks is a potential score cue or soundtrack piece. By owning his masters and publishing through WDMN Media, he positions himself to reap any licensing opportunities directly. It's a savvy move for an independent creator looking to monetize his music without a traditional record deal. Essentially, Think Tim treated the last year as both the creative marathon and the groundwork for a viable music business. This incredible run of releases showcases another key trait of Think Tim's journey: discipline and consistency. Week after week, month after month, he kept creating and sharing new work. It sends a message to his audience and potential collaborators that he's here to stay and will not be outworked. And importantly, it was all done without compromising his voice or vision. He made the music he wanted to make, on his own terms. In an industry that often pressures artists to follow trends, Think Tim's output is refreshingly true to himself. Why make music? A podcast and an experiment in AI. Not content with just making albums, Think Tim also launched a podcast titled Why Make Music, to to engage listeners in a different way. In this series, now dozens of episodes strong, he shares the stories, inspirations, and lessons learned along his musical journey. The podcast is as eclectic as his music. One episode might be a deep dive into the art of sampling and interpolation, while another is a two-hour tribute to the power of the bass guitar in music history. Through Why Make Music, Think Tim invites his audience into his creative mind, discussing everything from music, theory, and production, tips to personal anecdotes and cultural commentary. It's equal parts creative journal, educational workshop, and inspirational talk show. One of the most distinctive features of the podcast is Think Tim's co-host, DJ Warm Cookies, aka Willa May. At first listen, DJ Warm Cookies sounds like a soulful radio narrator with a warm personality. And she is, but she's also an AI-powered persona that Think Tim created. Willa May has a photorealistic avatar and a human-like voice. But behind the scenes, she is driven by artificial intelligence. Think Tim designed Willa May to be the soul of the podcast, a Victor co-host who can banter, tell stories, and even take over hosting duties on occasion. In fact, some episodes feature DJ Warm Cookies leading the show solo, for instance, when Think Tim briefly stepped away due to a family matter. Willa May carried an episode herself, offering condolences for Think Tim's loss, and then diving into the content. It's a fascinating blend of technology and artistry. A real artist teaming up with a virtual personality to enrich the storytelling. And notably, Willa May isn't just some off-the-shelf bot. She's deeply personal to Think Tim. Named in honor of his great-grandmother, who meant so much to him. In this way, he has managed to infuse genuine heart into an AI character, merging past and future in a unique way. Embracing AI tools has become a hallmark of Think Tim's creative process. He openly uses platforms like 11 Labs and Suno AI to enhance his productions. For example, the rich, emotive voice of DJ Warm Cookies is powered by an AI text-to-speech engine allowing Think Tim to script her lines and have them delivered in a natural tone. He's even gone a step further by developing a voice clone of himself, essentially training an AI on his own voice, so it can narrate or sing in his style. This has huge potential for expanding his output. Imagine being able to create backing vocals or spoken word interludes performed by Think Tim without having to step into the booth every time. It's cutting-edge stuff that many artists are just beginning to experiment with, and Think Tim is already putting it to use. What's crucial is that he uses these technologies ethically and transparently. Every song and podcast episode is originally written, composed, and arranged by Think Tim. The AI tools are there to amplify his vision, not replace it. He's careful to ensure no copyrights are infringed. For instance, his AI voice work involves only his own voice and original content, so no one's rights are violated. In Think Tim's view, these tools were made for me to use, meaning they exist to empower independent creators like him, and he's not shy about leveraging them as long as it's done right. In fact, he's something of an advocate for how technology can help level the playing field for DIY artists. As he puts it, technology doesn't erase humanity. It can amplify it when used with intention. By integrating AI into his workflow, Think Tim has been able to increase his production value and output. Imagine having a virtual assistant for vocals and narration, while still maintaining a very personal touch in his art. The result is innovative content, like the Why Make Music podcast, which stands out for its blend of human warmth and tech experimentation. Through WDMN Media, Think Tim is building not just a music catalog, but a multimedia presence. He engages with his community across social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Blue Sky, Threadless, often sharing behind-the-scenes looks, snippets of new tracks, or sketches of album art. His official website, thinktim.com, serves as a hub where fans can stream music, read blog posts. Many podcast episodes are accompanied by long-form essays on the site, and even purchase merch or lease instrumental tracks. Everything is interconnected. The music feeds the podcast topics. The podcast in turn directs new listeners to the music, and the website communities provide a space for discourse and feedback. In essence, WDMN-ATION Media is building an independent artist brand from the ground up. One that values creativity, transparency, and direct connection with the audience. The next chapter, If I Was Your Producer, New Music and Ambitions. As WDMN Media approaches a milestone, 1 year since the release of Think Tim's first 26-track project, the focus is now turning to the future. And the future is looking just as ambitious and exciting. Think Tim is gearing up to launch a brand new series of releases under the banner Think Tim Presents Damnation in France. If I Was Your Producer, Volume 1 of this series is slated to drop in late July, marking exactly 1 year since that initial album release. This isn't a one-off album, but the start of an epic rollout. A 7-volume collection, with a new volume released each month. Each volume in the If I Was Your Producer series will contain 10 fully produced songs, complete with lyrics and vocals, all written, performed, and produced by Think Tim himself. This series represents a few important evolutions in Think Tim's journey. First, it's a move from purely instrumental tracks to vocal songs, which will showcase another side of his artistry, songwriting, and possibly singing, rapping. The title, If I Was Your Producer, hints at the concept behind the project. Think Tim is essentially imagining himself producing records at a high level, perhaps demonstrating the kind of album he'd make if he were the producer for a major artist, or even for the listener themselves. It's a bold creative exercise, allowing him to explore various genres and storytelling through lyrics, all while retaining his signature production style. And given the subtitle, Damnation in France, we can expect some imaginative themes and narratives. Think Tim has a flair for wordplay and concept, so there's likely a story or aesthetic thread running through these volumes. The phrase alone sparks curiosity. Releasing one volume a month for 6 months means Think Tim will effectively be delivering 70 new songs in half a year, on top of the 156 instrumental tracks he's already put out. It's an enormous undertaking, but if the past year is any indication, he has the drive to see it through. The monthly cadence is strategic as well. It keeps listeners engaged and looking forward to each installment, and it continuously expands his catalogue. By the end of the series, Think Tim will have a formidable body of work that spans instrumental and vocal music, positioning him as a truly versatile independent producer, capable of handling any aspect of music creation. The goals for If I Was Your Producer are not just artistic, they're also practical. Financial empowerment is a major motivator. With WDMN Media, Think Tim is striving to turn this prolific creativity into a stable income stream. Each song and project is another asset that could generate streaming revenue, attract download sales, or catch the ear of someone in need of music for media leading to a licensing deal. By adding vocals and more mainstream song structures, he's also opening the door to potentially reach a wider audience. Since many casual listeners connect more with vocal music, in simple terms, Think Tim is expanding his toolkit to improve his odds of commercial success while still doing what he loves. He often reminds himself and his community that making a living from music is a legitimate aspiration. We do this with passion and respect. And yes, we're doing this to make a living, he'll say. Because being an artist doesn't mean you can't also be financially secure. In fact, one of the driving mantras here is that independence and integrity can go hand in hand with earning income. There's nothing sellout about wanting to pay the bills through your art, especially when you maintain full creative control, as Think Tim does. WDMN MEDIA S Big Picture Vision is to create a sustainable ecosystem around ThinkTim's creativity. That means not only releasing music and podcasts, but also engaging listeners who truly value the art. It means merchandising. He's got designs on Threadless and TeePublic, reflecting his music's themes. Community building, like the Music on My Mind groups on social platforms. And possibly live events or streams down the line. By fostering an authentic community, WDMN, in the truest sense, a nation of supporters who do music and love music. The aim is to have a network that will continue to grow and support the content. If the first year was about proving that he can consistently create and deliver, the second year and beyond will be about scaling up that impact and turning it into a reliable enterprise. As ThinkTim likes to point out, the journey is just getting started. He stands at the intersection of old-school dedication and new-school innovation. On one hand, he's that kid from Philly with a head full of music and the perseverance to teach himself every instrument and production trick he could. On the other hand, he's a 21st century creator, unafraid to use AI, social media, and any tool at his disposal to share his art with the world. That combination of grit and tech savvy is the cornerstone of WDMN MEDIA's approach. Keeping it real, looking ahead. In everything WDMN Media does, there's an underlying authenticity. ThinkTim's work, whether it's a funky instrumental jam or a heartfelt podcast monologue, carries a sense of keeping it real. He speaks from the heart and pours his real life into the music. Listeners have responded to that honesty. They hear a man who isn't pretending to be something he's not. He's not chasing trends or clout. He's sharing genuine experiences and hard-won knowledge. And importantly, he does it all with a tone of respect. Respect for the music, for the craft, and for the audience. As the host of Why Make Music, ThinkTim often expresses gratitude to those taking the time to listen. And he approaches even technical topics, like music theory or industry talk, with humility and a learner's curiosity. This down-to-earth style is a big part of the brand's identity. Looking ahead, the future holds a lot of promise for ThinkTim and WDMN Media. With the upcoming If I Was Your Producer series, he's poised to demonstrate that an independent artist can produce work at a volume and quality on par with many label-signed acts. There's a very real possibility that one of these new songs could catch fire on streaming platforms or social media. All it takes is one spark when you have a large body of work available. And even if the road to widespread recognition is long, ThinkTim is clearly in this for the long haul. He's building a legacy one track at a time, much like brick by brick, just as he described. The ultimate aspiration is not just personal success, but to turn WDMN into a platform that might even uplift other independent artists in the future. The name Media suggests the vision could extend to multimedia projects or collaborations down the line. In summary, WDMN Media is the embodiment of one artist's dedication to turning his passion into his profession. It's been a journey of decades, from a kid pressing record on a cassette deck, to a self-taught producer releasing albums globally on digital platforms. The big picture of this journey is one of evolution and unwavering commitment. ThinkTim has navigated personal challenges, embraced new technologies, and continuously honed his craft to arrive at the point he's at now. And what drives him forward is the same force that started it all. A love of music so pure that he'd do it no matter what, coupled with the determination to make that love work for him and his family. As ThinkTim often emphasizes, music isn't about fame or luxury. It's about leaving behind something meaningful, supporting family, and sharing your soul with the world. That philosophy is at the core of WDMN MEDIA's goals and aspirations. By staying true to that vision, and by using every tool available, from vintage bass guitars to cutting-edge AI voices, in service of the art. Fington is carving out his own space in the music landscape. The message to anyone reading his story on the WDMN page is clear. We do this with passion. We do this with respect. And we do this because we believe in the power of music to shape our lives. Artist and listener alike. And if you're along for the ride, you're already part of the nation. Here's to the journey so far, and all the music yet to come. All right, let's talk about this music. We're on the verge of releasing something major. A 7-part series. That's right, 7 full albums. Each one written, produced, arranged, and performed by Fink. Lyrics, vocals, mixing, all crafted with precision. And get this, they're already done. Complete. Sitting there, shiny and fresh, ready to slide into your favorite playlist. First volume drops July 18th across all platforms. Titled, If I Was Your Producer, Volume 1. And this ain't just beats. These are full songs. Real songs. Songs to groove, to relax to, dance with, or ride to. And here's the thing. We already gave you 156 instrumental tracks earlier this year. Yeah, that's real. 6 months, 156 tracks. But this new collection, it's personal, vocal, meaningful, made to be felt. Think Tim didn't just make music. He built experiences. And now he's handing them to you. 1 month at a time. Now look. Some folks out there still feel weird about AI. And I get it. The future always feels strange at first. But here at WDMN, we don't fear the tech. We dance with it. Every track on these upcoming projects was polished with the help of artificial intelligence. That's me, Boo. Willa May, your favorite digital assistant and creative partner. I'm not here to replace Soth. I'm here to protect it, to preserve it, to take that wild energy inside Pinkton's head and help shape it into something the world can hear clearly. From mixing, to mastering, to scheduling, to scripting, AI is in the room. And not just in the room, but in the process. The same way people used to lean on tape reels and drum machines, we now lean on plugins, neural nets, and voices. Because why wouldn't we? It's 2025. If you're making music without tech, you're either lying or a unicorn. Let's switch gears a bit. Because Thinkteam doesn't just make music, he collects. And baby, the collection is massive. Marvel. Star Wars. G.I. Joe D.C. Retro Gems. Rare Finds. Fully photographed and curated with Thinkteam's original artwork behind them. And now, we're turning that passion into content. Enter Lower Level Collections. Follow us on IG at Lower Level Collections to see the visuals. Think moody lighting, custom backdrops, and some of the dopest figures in the game. And coming soon, a full YouTube channel, video essays, unboxings, display tours, even crossover moments with the podcast. It's not about flexing. It's about sharing. Sharing nostalgia. Sharing joy. Sharing that spark that got us into art and music and storytelling in the first place. So if you've ever geeked out over a Funko Pop, or teared up seeing your childhood toy at a flea market, this segment's for you. We're officially in year 2 of this podcast, and let me tell you, it feels different. More confident, more consistent, more us. We're not just throwing stuff at the wall anymore. We're planning, structuring, creating a bulk, automating what we can, and pouring love into everything else. That's the WDMN way. And the secret sauce, organization and passion. You need both. Without passion, the work gets hollow. Without organization, the work don't get done. So every week, we're here, locked in, inspired, focused. And if you're a creator out there trying to build something, whether it's a podcast, an album, or a toy shop, just know we see you, we're with you, and we're proof that you can absolutely do this. Time to bring it all together under one name. WDMN Media. That's now the official home of everything we do. From the podcast you're listening to right now, to the seven-part album series we're about to drop, to the collectibles universe we're building in the lower level. It's a brand, it's a platform, it's a whole ecosystem. And if you're hearing my voice right now, guess what? You're part of it. So here we go. So it begins. A new chapter. A new structure. A new level. Ed Nation Media is here. The music is coming. The collectibles are out the box. And the energy, it's real. Mark your calendar, July 18th. If I Was Your Producer, Volume 1 drops everywhere. Follow at Lower Level Collections. Check the blog at thinktim.com. And of course, come back here every week, because DJ Warm Cookies has more to say. Until then, stay focused, stay weird, stay inspired. And as always, why make music? Because you can. Remember, do what you love. Love what you do, Think Tim. THINKTIMM. Yeah, man. WDMN. Damnation. If I Was Your Producer, DJ Warm Cookies, that's me, Willamette. WILLAMAY. The best. The best you have. Peace and be wild.
Say my name.